So to start with, can you just kind of tell me how the spring has gone? I know students are back in the classrooms now. How's that going?
That's going very, very well. We're so excited. We've already seen an increased improvement in attendance and, believe it or not, academic performance. So we're really excited. I looked at our attendance numbers. 10,900 came back in person. They really wanted the 5 days in person. And we have another 1,600. They are on online, you know, for a variety of reasons. And then we have another group that are receiving flexible a flexible model. So, you know, we try to provide options if we can. And so I'm very, very excited, number one, of providing that opportunity for families and our students. And, you know, big kudos to our principals and our teachers. They have worked for several weeks to, you know, to prepare for the return to 5 days. And I'll tell you, I visited the schools on Monday and Tuesday of last week. The overwhelming reaction I received, they were so happy to be back for the 5 days. There was a lot of relief and gratitude. I've gotten some really nice emails from families and actually a recording that I just listened to. And, you know, the mom said she's so happy and appreciative. She did a happy dance at her kids' middle school. So just the creativity for some buildings trying to ensure the social distancing. And they were very, very creative with that, removing furniture and decluttering. And so that's worked out well. Our children have done a really nice job with the PPE and the wearing of the mask. That's not a problem for them at all, even with the very young ones. And, you know, so we have the testing, Dalton, and, you know, we've had the testing for quite some time now. We've tested a lot of people, and since January 19, thousands of individuals and students. And our positivity rate from January 19th is still less than 1%. It's actually at 0.5%. So, and also additionally, about 75% of our staff, it might be higher now, have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccination. So this took a really, you know, just a team effort, everyone working collaboratively together. And so I'm just exceptionally, exceptionally pleased. To me personally, it was the right decision to make.
Yeah,
And yes.
that's great to hear with all those numbers, especially with the number of staff getting vaccinated. That's awesome. So with spring comes those spring traditions like prom and different things. But on the topic of prom, I assume there won't be typical proms held this year. But what is the Peoria Public Schools planning to do?
Yeah, so, and you know, I felt bad for our kids last year, and first we were just in a bind. There is nothing we had to, everybody had to take, run for cover, right? And so actually the high school principals have, the three of them have submitted a plan to me, and it looks, you know, I've sort of given a green light for it to be, and I turned it over to the COVID committee. We have an internal COVID committee, and they're made up of nurses and all of our nurses and a variety of other key individuals, and they have been assisting with everything related to COVID and testing and vaccination and CDC and IDPH and the health department. And so, and we have a very, very close relationship with Monica. I would say it seems like she's one of our staff members. But so I have looked at it, and it's still under review. And the interesting thing is there is really no guidance from IDPH or ISBE. And but we're looking to see if there's anything at all we can do, even if it's for the seniors, with some definitely some testing embedded as well. So we'll see. I sent it on to my COVID committee, and they're very, very good, very objective, and they have the autonomy to sort of say, you know, and I'm like, okay, look for glitches. Are there any glitches, any holes? And so that's where that is right now. But at least I think we're in a better place than we were last year, because last year we're like, okay, absolutely, no problem. We cannot do it. But this year, at least, there's a nice, concise plan, and it's being vetted by our COVID committee right now.
Right. So maybe there will be some type of prom or something like that.
There's a good possibility that there could be something limited, maybe for seniors.
Awesome.
Again, we will. I'm waiting to get the final recommendation from my COVID committee.
Awesome. And also, another spring tradition I was curious about, of how that will look, and I'm sure there's actually been some already, but senior days and senior nights for the athletes. Has there been any so far, and how is that, what are the protocols in place and stuff for that?
Yeah, I believe our ADs, I was talking with one of my ADs at Peoria High, Mr. Dempsey, about something else about a month ago. And I believe I heard they were going to do everything they could to ensure that senior nights, that's when the kids come out on the court, right, with their families. So I think that can be done rather safely, I believe. But that's at the high school level. And we have the testing, our athletes are tested, our students are tested pretty much, the high school students are tested every day in that rotation. So somebody might be tested actually either every other week or twice a week, depending on the numbers. And then we have the antigen test. We have, if you're symptomatic, then we get those results in 15 minutes. So the senior nights, I think that can easily be handled at the school level, and that I don't anticipate any problems with that not happening. It's really mostly prom, and of course, I know you're going to ask about graduation, and
yep.
And then for us, primarily, it's mostly safety, right? Safety has been the foundation of our return to school plan. And there's been a lot of improvement since March 13th. I mean, as a school district, as a community, as a state, as a nation, with, again, the testing. Thanks to Gilmore Foundation, the Reditus Lab. Remember, about $400,000 that was invested in testing just so that our children can come back. And then, of course, we have the vaccination and access to that as well. So we do have a tentative date for graduation, the three graduations, May 15th. And we're looking at that all of those graduate Peoria High, Richwoods, Manuals, all of those will be held outdoors. Again, we're still looking through the details, and that too will... I'll send that through the COVID committee and even the health department. But I really like our graduation plan. I was instrumental in assisting in building it as well. And it looks very good. I think it's definitely doable in a safe way. But obviously, the numbers will be restricted significantly. So some people may be happy about that, and some people may be very sad about it. So they will be asking for compromise. But so far, I love the plan for graduation as well. And of course, the COVID testing program will be a critical factor also.
Absolutely.
So it will be nice to see the kids, particularly the seniors. It would be nice to see them experience these events. I mean, these are major chapters in their lives. Those are memorable. I still remember my prom. I still remember my graduation. And so we're working really hard to build and design a safe, so wish us luck, please.
Absolutely. I do wish you the best of luck, but I know that the seniors last year and the seniors this year, I know that whatever experiences you can provide for them I can almost guarantee they definitely won't forget them just because of the times we're living in, and hopefully it's the only time that we have to go through this. But just looking forward to next year, I know like a lot of colleges in the area are hoping for a more normal fall. Is that something that Peoria Public Schools is looking forward to as well?
Yes, definitely. We actually started talking about, everything is ongoing, right? There is never like you never get a break. It's just continuous and a cycle. It's cyclical. And so, yes, we are definitely looking to, quote unquote, some sense of normalcy, whatever that is, in terms of children, students being back in school every day, starting when they're scheduled to come back, which is, I think, August 18th.
Yeah,
and then of course we have the summer program too as well, Dalton.
Yeah, I did watch the board meeting last night and saw that. That's hopefully a lot of families can take advantage of that.
Yeah, I would love all of our families to take advantage of it. It's going to be very, very good. There'll be choices for children, kind of like a Montessori style, and it's a new framework. They'll be in pods. They will get to pick, mini courses based on their interests, and it's a robust summer school, and there will be some intensive, personalized literacy support, mathematics numeracy support. So I am asking our families to check it out, ask questions. We'll start sending out the information pretty soon through the schools, and that's at the K-8 level. And even our incoming kindergartners, which I'm recommending that our families also, and it's full-time, our families also participate in that. I believe it's 8:30 to 2:30?
Yeah, yeah, that sounds right.
Divided. Yeah, and breakfast, and so, yeah, and it's all... You know, it's all to assist with the disruptive learning that we all experienced over the last year. So we have a plan for that as well. So I'm excited about that too.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Karat. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you wanted to add, maybe about how spring looks, how fall looks, anything about that?
No, we're just really excited that... you know, we're back in business and doing what we were hired to do, which is to really serve the kids and to prepare them, encourage them, inspire them, motivate them so that they can have a successful life and contribute to society. That's what we're here for.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, and best of luck going forward with everything that spring and fall brings, and hopefully we can start getting back to some sense of normalcy as much as we can.
Thank you, Dalton. I agree.